Welcome to How to Study in Germany, the podcast that guides international students through the exciting journey of studying abroad. From navigating student life to overcoming challenges, we are here to help make your experience in Germany unforgettable. Tune in for real stories, valuable insights, and everything you need to thrive as an international student. Hi, Danish. It's really nice to have you here. Today, I'm with my colleague, Polina.
Hi, everyone.
So let's start by getting to know you better. Can you tell us about yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm also glad to be on your podcast, and I hope everyone's watching is good. My name is Danish. I'm from Karachi, Pakistan, and I'm studying Master's in Management and Data Science here in Lufana. I've been here for 1.5 months now, and I'm pretty happy to be here, to be honest, because before coming here, we only knew Germany from movies because we had no one who would tell us what's the real life experience here. So we would always expect that Germans are very strict. So when I came here, it was a completely different experience and my perspective changed. People are really nice, helping, loving. And the most weird thing is that while I was searching for accommodation here, I couldn't find one before getting here. And there was a post on a Facebook group from some Italian university groups. And there was a German student who asked there if there's a accommodation offering in Italy. So I just texted him, "You're from Germany. Can you help me out a bit? Because I just got admission in German university and I want to find the accommodation and I don't know how to." So he asked me, "Where have you found the accommodation?" And I told him in Lüneburg, Lufana. Mm-hmm. So he said, "My parents live there."
Oh, wow.
He gave me their number and I contacted them and they were really nice. They came to Hamburg Airport to pick me up. They let me stay with them. First, it was for 10 days until I found the accommodation, but it was really difficult to find one. And well, they liked me too because I would cook for them and I would take care of them as well, do some gardening work. So they let me live almost 1 month with them. And they took really good care of me, helped me finding the accommodation here. And while I was moving, they had a lot of stuff. They gave it to me because they thought that I would need it here. So, you know, my perception changed regarding that.
You were very lucky with finding accommodation because I had many students
here in Germany to find accommodation.
I had many students on my podcast that had so much problems with finding the accommodation. And even the one girl, she is here for almost 2 months and she still haven't found anything.
Well, I think it's because of your past experiences as well. I have been away from a home in the past. So I know what should be your priorities when you go to a new country. Mm-hmm. So I put my priority on finding the accommodation first, rather than focusing on other things, getting the job or doing other things or being on other, you know, gatherings. Mm-hmm. First, my first priority was to find the accommodation. I think I used to send 15 requests on Vegegosekt every day. Also, if they are not replying, I would, you know, follow back to ask them if it's still available or not. So it takes time. Mm-hmm. It was a hard work, but finally I got a really nice place. Guy is really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is almost the same age. He's German. And really, you know, we get along quite nicely.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing. But honestly, coming back a bit, can I ask you, like, how exactly you chose Germany? Like, you said before that you kind of got influenced before from watching the movies, you know, that Germany is a very distant country. And yeah, you thought it was pretty strict in here. But in reality, as you said, it was different. But, like, was it your first choice, like, of coming here and studying abroad? Or did you have some other countries?
Or what led you just to Germany? Yeah.
Well, for this, I have to get back from my graduation time. Mm. I am graduated from Preston University. I did 2 years in Pakistan, then two years in China. And after finishing my studies in China, I moved to Thailand. I worked there for a while and then I didn't like the food much.
Oh, really?
So, that's the reason you decided to leave the country.
And then I moved to Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. I stayed there for quite a while. But in 2020, my father was not well. So in 2021, I came back to Pakistan. I stayed with him and I started doing some business there, you know, purchasing of cars because I'm a car enthusiast. I started working there. For my master's, I had two options. I could go back to Malaysia, to China, or to Europe. I've seen China and I've seen Malaysia. So I said, let's just try for Europe. I applied in a lot of different countries. Mm-hmm. I applied in Italy, Spain, Germany. I got admission from a university in Berlin. I got admission in Leofana, and I got admission in Spain as well. And in Spain, it was also in, I think, in I don't know which kind of city it was, but it was in large city. And I come from a really, really large city. We have a really huge population in Karachi. And so I love somewhere...
That was your criteria, right? To also come to a big city.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so I wanted to enjoy my life. And in Pakistan, we when we have to go on vacations, we go to northern area, which is very much like Lunenburg.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let's just... I chose Lunenburg because it's quiet, it's peaceful, it's beautiful.
Mm.
And it's like I'm on a vacation here. So I'm loving every moment of it, the greenery and everything.
Mm. So something new, right?
That's amazing. Yeah. How did you actually hear of Leofana specifically?
A lot of students were on Facebook, were writing about Leofana, that Leofana offers a lot of courses. And I wanted to, as I was doing my own business in back in Pakistan as well, so I wanted some of the business touch and with my data science field as well. So this course was perfect for me because it has management and also data science, so I can learn management as well. So it will. So I thought that this course should be the best one for me. That's why I went for Leofana. And while searching for specifically this course, Leofana would just pop up in the search.
Yeah, amazing. So the course combination was...
Yeah, the perfect was the matching was for course combination.
That's great.
How has your this short time in Germany been so far?
First of all, I love the place. People are amazing. I made some really nice friends here. But the thing is that before coming here, I was not well. I lost a lot of weight. I'm a professional bodybuilder back in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a men's physique champion. But because of the illness, I lost a lot of weight and I was not sure if I was, you know, ready to go or not. So I think 1 month before getting here, I called my brother. I said that just cancel the ticket. I don't think so I can go because I'm not well. They said you're going to be fine. So for while I come here, it was difficult because we don't have sun here.
Yeah.
Back in Pakistan, I'm always under the sun for, I think, 6 hours daily. Mm-hmm. And here we don't have sun. So vitamin D deficiency, here she comes.
That's okay. What I wanted to ask you later.
Yeah.
How's the weather?
It was this. I got severe vitamin D deficiency. I was having pain in my legs. I couldn't walk for hardly 10 minutes. And my mom's a doctor, so I called her. I was like, I really have a bad pain in my legs. She said, I think it's because of vitamin D. And she said, you should get some. And after using that, I'm much better. That was the first thing, the weather. But I enjoy this weather because we're always under the sun. So this weather is like heaven for us. Because normal temperature in Karachi is around 40 degrees centigrade.
Really?
Yeah, that's the normal temperature. And in summers, the highest temperature recorded this year is 63 degrees.
Oh my God.
So just imagine when I was at the airport in Karachi, before coming here, it was 40 degrees there. And my reach here, it was like 11 degrees here.
Yeah.
So my body has to go a really huge difference
of
temperature.
It's made a very big difference for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I've been speaking to a lot of people from hot countries like Spain or Italy, and they all say that like when they come to Germany, it's really enjoyable for them, you know, like because it's cold and they're not used to that. So what about you? Like, do you actually enjoy it or is it just like something that you never experienced and it's like a...
And you will leave Germany because you didn't like weather.
No, it's not like that. First of all, it was the first time I saw snow in my whole life when it snowed here in Germany. It's true, I love the weather, but it's just, you know, this the gray weather comes with a lot of, a bit depression as well.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just with the color, not with the weather. I love cold weather. I love wearing cold clothes because, you know, finding these clothes when I was traveling to Germany, I had to buy warm clothes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we don't have winters. Like, literally, our winters are 35 degrees or hardly 31 degrees.
Crazy.
So, to find clothes warmer for this region, I had to, like, it took me 5 days just to search the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just one shop. And whatever they had, I could only buy that. I didn't have options to buy anything for me. So, I believe this was the difficult part for me. That what should I, the clothes, which one should I buy? And
how did you feel during your first week here in Germany? What was your first steps?
My first steps was that when I get here, I first did my city registration.
Mm-hmm.
I did my bank account, all the paperwork and everything. And first day, I think when I arrived here, at 5 a.m., I arrived here in Lunenburg. And at 10 a.m., I was here in my class having a jet lag.
Oof.
In Leofana. Because I was very late. I had my classes started on 14th of October, but visa processing and everything, I came here on 21st of October.
Yeah,
so I missed a lot of classes. So I didn't do my course registration either. So I had to come here, do my passwords and everything. So I had a lot of paperwork and university stuff to do. I had a jet lag. I'm in the class, teacher's talking to this, giving the lecture, and I'm just looking at him and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make it.
But did you come to the international center to help you with the registration and everything because you were late? Because when I first came here, I also had the same problem. So I was late, I think, for almost a month because of my visa. And yeah, the professors and the people from the international office helped me a lot to get, like, you know, registered manually. So did you get any kind of help upon coming?
Oh, yes, I got a lot of help.
That's great.
From Tom Kleist. He's the internet. He's for the international students, I think, for the graduation school.
Yeah.
I emailed him, told him everything, and he helped me a lot. He gave me time. First, he was not here, but he said that we can meet online. So I called him. He taught me everything. How should I do it? And then I had some other stuff I needed to work on, and he helped me with everything. People are very supportive here, to be honest.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are really nice, very supportive. And I loved one thing that I would like to add. I was with my friend. We were in a car. The car suddenly on the road, it just stopped. We're not working. Something happened. Everyone who was around us, even girls and everyone, would just come and help us. I was really amazed with that. Like, everyone is so helpful here. If you want help, I'm not hesitating to ask anyone because I know everyone's quite friendly here. It's not like the perception I had, like people would be strict or would be racist.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of countries, racism is still there. But here, I felt that, no, it's pretty much really awesome. I feel like I don't have to feel different. I feel I'll just settle in very easily.
Actually, have you already, like, did you already start learning German or are you planning to?
Well, as I told you, my first priority was finding a place. Now I got the place. I think it's been 1 week I got the place now.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, so now my second priority is to learn German. I'm good at learning languages because...
After Chinese, it's very hard language, I'm sure.
Yeah,
because I can speak around, like, I can speak Urdu, I can speak Arabic, I can speak English, I can speak Chinese.
Wow,
I can speak four languages that are spoken in my country.
Wow.
So it's quite easy for me to learn language, so I was not... was not stressed about learning German. So now I have 3 months. My second goal is to learn German because without German, I don't think so that I can survive without German. But if I, for instance, if I get a good job offer.
Definitely.
I cannot work there without German. If I'm here living with German people, I should learn the culture. I should learn the language.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's respectful towards them as well.
How is your process of making or finding new friends and connection going so far?
I mean, it hasn't been a long time since you're here, but have you already met some, you know, friends on campus or just...
Are you making connections with the international students or the natives here?
I have a lot of friends here. When I came here, I was finding someone who looks like me, so at least I can have a connection in the beginning. So I found a friend. He's also from Pakistan, and there's a community. I met all of them. So yeah, the first thing was I needed to meet the natives who are here, who have experience, who can teach me a lot about how they have been here and how they settled here. Plus, I have a lot of international friends as well. It's a bit difficult in the beginning because of so much of workload on you. I had to do a lot of paperwork. My studies were on me. Then Aussie examination on the 2nd of December. I was busy doing everything. And suddenly I got like, I have exam 1 week later.
Crazy.
So a lot of things are going on. So now I think after getting the place, after doing everything, now I'm free and I can work on my social life as well. But still I have a lot of friends. So let's see how many more friends I make on the way.
Can you tell us how are you adjusting right now to the life in Germany? We all know that food here is something new for all of us international students. What about the transportation? What about the housing?
First of all, I start with the food. I'm a good cook. That's a good thing for me. But people in Germany, I think, do not like spicy food much. And we eat very spicy food normally.
Definitely.
So whenever I eat here in Mensa, it's just tasteless for me sometimes.
Plastic.
So what I do is I've bought a lot of spices with me. As I said, if you're experienced living outside of the country, you know what you bring with yourself. Mm-hmm. So I had one bag of full of spices. Mm. So I bought a lot of spices. So I would put spice in my bag all the time. So whenever I go, I would order food and put the spices on so it tastes better for me.
Mm-hmm.
So food is good here. It's just it's not that spicy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I can use my spices and come over that problem. Housing, it's difficult because you have to ventilate the house. We don't have to ventilate our houses in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Here I came to know you have to ventilate the house at least once a day.
You mean open the windows
mm-hmm. to get the damp air out. It's good for not to get molds and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this was new for me and it took me a little while because while moving into the new place, person I'm living with, he told me that after taking bath, you should open the window and then close it after 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the window and I forgot to close it.
Mm.
And I took the bus to the university. And after coming here to university, I was like, I didn't close the window.
But what will happen if you will not close it?
I think it gets moldy or something. Then I took the bus back because I didn't want it to be a bad flatmate.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I went back, closed the window, came back again.
Mm.
You have to respect.
You're a very good friend.
Yeah, you have to respect the house rules because I'm going to live there for quite a while now.
True. That's very nice of you.
And the transportation is quite good because when someone said, if you ask me, because someone told me you have to be on time. Sometimes trains and buses are late. So for late, if you tell Pakistani something about being late, mm-hmm. it's like 1 hour late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
wow.
1.5 hours late.
Mm-hmm.
That's late for us. Few minutes, 5 or 10 minutes is not considered late in Pakistan.
Right. So your perspective is a bit different.
So when they said late, I was like, okay, trains are like 1 hour late. And when I was like, just 2 minutes? That's late for you guys?
Okay. It's not. Today my train was late for 20 minutes.
Oh, okay,
it's
that's
20
late.
20 minutes, then you wait for the bus because you missed that one. And I was 30 minutes late today, but still.
That was late. Okay, that's late.
You must be searching for work right now. And can you give us any tips, you know, on which websites you're searching for the job? Or did you have any success so far? Like, did you get any interviews or...?
There are a lot of different things with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a professional trainer as well.
Yeah.
Fitness trainer. So I can be a fitness trainer. I am a professional IT manager.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do work in IT and in fitness as well. But the problem was that I don't know German. And now, or I think IT didn't require German, but now IT also requires German. If you go to Indeed, Stepstone, LinkedIn, they would now always say that we need German. Fluent German is required. So I did interviews, for instance, in MacFit. They wanted a trainer. I went there. I said, I can train.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me everything. I told them everything, how we did the macros and a lot of fitness stuff. I did submit my CV in the university as well, but I didn't get a reply because I think they do not require a trainer here right now. But in MacFit, they did. He said that you're the perfect person for the job, but our gym members are like 80 to 20. We have 80% German speakers, 20% English and international people. So I would love to take you on, but I would have to take someone on also for the German people. Mm-hmm. So if you can learn German, I'll be happy to get you here.
Yeah.
So the same went with an interview for a social media manager. They were really impressed with my work in the previous thing I've showed them. But they said, the problem is German. You do not know German. So I think now that it's very important for you to first learn German. That's why my second priority is to learn German. My first priority to get the house. Second priority is to learn German. And while during learning German, I can take any odd job if it's available anywhere. And when I get my hold on German, then I can have a lot of opportunities.
So definitely getting a job is one of your goals for the future. But what
to learn German first.
To learn German, yeah, for sure. But what are the other goals that you see yourself achieving this time of Germany? Like, are you even planning on staying in Germany after your graduation?
Maybe not, because I have to go back and
help
with my... My brother is also a businessman. He has a hospital, and he wanted me to go and get some more studies and more deep knowledge about a lot of things and we can pursue that here. But, you know, life, you don't know where life takes you. A few years back, I didn't know I would be here in Germany. If I get a good job offer here, if I see that I have a future here, then I might stay. But otherwise, I know that I have to go back and I have to join the business. We have to work on that as well.
Moving to our last question. What advice would you give to other international students that are thinking right now about moving to Germany?
It would be a great decision for them because, first of all, the education system is really nice. It's not that difficult. How much people have hyped like German education is different, difficult. No, I think a lot of teachers now focus more on being less difficult for students. So it's easier for them to grasp. It's not like you have to win a marathon in every subject. It's easier. Plus, you don't have to be in a hurry when you come here because I've seen a lot of students who are new here, they're in a hurry. We have to get a job. We have to get a place. We have to do that. You cannot do multitasking at the same time. Okay, you have to have your priorities. You have to have made your structure. What I did in the beginning, I knew I had the first. Because my brother also told me, I called my brother. I told him, I got few job offers from different places. Like a lot of people here told me that you should apply at Amazon. You should apply at Flink or anything. And told him, he just told me one thing that, what will happen when you do not have a home, okay? You can earn anytime you want, but having a roof on your head is the most important thing. So first priority is that. So you don't have to hurry. Okay, if you're here, take your time, take it easy, do things step by step, and life goes on like that. You don't have to like have to do everything this month. You have time, take it easy, take it slow, and it's much less stress on yourself as well. And enjoy as well. Enjoyment is very important because here you're away from your family, you're away from your friends. You have to give yourself some time. What you love doing, you have to go out, you have to enjoy sometimes, you have to go out with your friends. This is really important. If you do not do that, then you will get stressed so much you have no idea.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, for sharing your life story. It's very interesting and yeah, we appreciate it a lot.
Live life every day. Forget about tomorrow. Forget about the past. Present is the most important.
And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. You can find all our episodes on our website at podcast.leofana.de, as well as on Spotify and iTunes. Until next time, take care.